Good morning, LaPorte Outreach Church family. Today is Wednesday, April 29th. And I want to thank all of you that were at the service last weekend. We took a walk verse by verse through Romans chapter 3, finding out that Romans 3 has so much to say about righteousness. And if you didn't get a chance to listen, please go back, take a listen. It's a verse by verse teaching of Romans chapter 3. And what I'm going to do this weekend is I'm going to build on that. We talked last week about what does righteous mean, and really righteous boils down to my right to stand before God because of what Jesus did for me. It's that free gift of right standing because of what Jesus did. Let's take a look at a verse we looked at last weekend, Philippians chapter 3, verse 9. And be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, that righteousness which is from God by faith. The righteousness which is from God by faith. And let's go on into verse 10 here of Philippians chapter 3. That I might know him. Wow, look at this. Paul is saying that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death, that we may know him. Understanding we are in him, like verse 9 says, we don't have our own righteousness, but we are righteous, which came from God by Jesus. We are righteous, we are justified, we are redeemed. All of those things, righteousness, justification, redemption, equates to being set free. What are we set free from? We're set free from our past. We're set free from guilt. We're set free from shame. We're set free from condemnation. All three of those things, guilt, shame, condemnation, they're all non-redemptive words. They're actually the opposite of the righteousness that Jesus obtained for us. They keep us stuck where we've been in the past. Guilt, condemnation, and shame are never of God or from God. They aren't redemptive. They're the opposite of what righteousness truly is. So this weekend, we are going to dive deeper into righteousness. We're going to examine the things that are opposite of being made righteous so that we are set free from those things. None of us should be walking around under condemnation, feeling shamed, or feeling guilty because of things from our past or because of things from other people's past. We have this place in God because of Christ, and it's called righteousness, a place of right standing in God because of what Jesus did for us. I long for every single one of us to understand more of the righteousness of God. We're not any more righteous tomorrow than we are today, but let's understand it more tomorrow than we do today. All right, know this. I love you all. I am praying for each and every one of you, and you truly are family. Have a great Wednesday, and I will see you this weekend.